Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let him on line one.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Rihanna got the vibes going. We appreciate everybody watching us on the YouTube stream. We appreciate everybody watching us on Monumental Sports Network. And make sure you listen, whether it's in your car or via podcast or the app, wherever you are, we appreciate you. We're excited right now to go to Detroit, Motown, talk to Mr. Dan Miller, the voice of the Lions, Lions radio play-by-play and sports director for Fox 2 in Detroit. Dan, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good, brother. How you been, man?
I'm good, B. Mitch. Always good, man. Good to hear your voice.
What kind of team is Detroit really this year?
You know, I think we're still figuring that out. I think it's potentially a really good team. They're coming off a game that we really hadn't seen them play very often since Dan Campbell turned things around here, one where they struggled on offense, defense, and special teams. You know, if you'd asked me that 3 weeks ago when they were number one in the league in scoring and the defense was taking the ball away with regularity and no issues on special teams, that would probably have given you a more stable answer. But I still think this is a really talented team that's figuring some things out on the offensive line where they lost a big piece in Frank Ragnow, lost another piece in Kevin Zeitler, and that thing's got to come together. But defensively, they're doing some things better this year than they did last year. Special teams, they've usually been pretty consistent. I think that was a bit of an anomaly. But, you know, you're 5-3, you're 8 games in, you got 9 games to go. The NFC's all bunched up. You're trying to chase down Green Bay, so you got some work to do. So I think there's definitely some urgency to get this thing consistently headed in the right direction.
Dan, how surprised were you for the Lions last week to come off the bye week, be at home? Granted, it's a division game, and those are always difficult, but to lose to the Vikes, that was a fairly shocking result.
You know, it just goes to kind of teach us again, and I think we all know this, and B. Mitch lived the life. You know, you think you know, and I really thought coming out of the bye, watching them at practice all week, talking to the guys, talking to the coaches, I thought they were going to come out and put on a game. I really did. And they came out and played one of their worst games, and it just, I can't tell you why it happened. I can tell you it has certainly, I think, brought some urgency to this team. And looking at it, I think they understand that so much of that was self-inflicted. You don't want to take away what the Vikings did. They took advantage of all the Lions' mistakes, and that's what you're supposed to do. But they just didn't play the type of football you have to play to win. And to your question, yeah, I was really surprised because we haven't seen them play like that. And I thought coming out of the bye, it was just, man, they were rested, they were ready, and I thought we would just see something much better than what we did.
Talking with Dan Miller here, sports director for Fox 2 in Detroit and the voice of the Lions radio play-by-play. Amon-Ra's having a monster season. Jared Goff is obviously playing at a high level. Offensively, the rest of the pieces, the guys you expect to make big plays. Jameson Williams, I know just because I have him in fantasy, it hasn't been kind of the year I was hoping for, or probably the year he was hoping for in what is likely going to be a contract extension kind of situation. Where is the Lions' pass game right now?
First of all, J-Mo, look, one of the big topics coming out of the bye, and, you know, everybody does their self-scouting when they get the bye, and what do you want to do better, and what are you doing right? And one of the main things that was discussed was they needed to get him more involved. And you're right, it had been about a month where he had not been a big part of that offense, and they had not gotten the ball in his hands. And they did against Minnesota, and he had the long touchdown at the end of the game, and they gave him more opportunities than he had seen recently. So I do think they'll be working him back in. And it's just a guy that you need to get the ball in his hands somewhere. Because if he makes one guy miss, there's not many guys in this league that are going to catch him. So I think that'll right itself. I don't think there's anything more going on there. I actually talked with him yesterday. He's in a great place. I mean, he's matured so much. He is such a different person than the one that walked in the door when he was drafted. He's just easy guy to root for, and just a guy that when you sit down with him, he's just got a positive energy about him that is really refreshing. So I think that's a good thing. You know, Laporta did some really good things in that game last week. The thing that's not clicking like it has in the past is the running game. It's not been consistent. And this team goes quite often as Gibbs and as Montgomery go, and more specifically, as that offensive line has gone. That offensive line has been the engine of everything they've done for the last 4 or 5 years. But, you know, you're missing Frank Ragnow, who retired. That's one of the best centers in the league. You got everybody in the right spot. And then he was a heck of a player when the ball was snapped. And Kevin Zeitler, as I think I mentioned a moment ago, left during the offseason as a free agent. So they've got some young guys in there, and Graham Glasgow at center, who's in his mid-30s now and is not what Ragnow was. So they got to see if they can get that running game going, because that really keys everything they do. Jared is one of, by numbers, the best play-action passers in this league. But if you're not running it consistently, that's not going to be anywhere near as effective. So I think that's kind of been the missing piece. Now, look, they're the second highest scoring team in the league, so there's still a lot of good things happening.
Right.
But the standard is really high for them, and the consistency hasn't been there.
What is it? Like, you have the luxury. You have a power back and a guy that can run with the wind. But it seems like even with Ben Johnson last year in the NFC Championship game, the coordinators get to a point where they'll run Gibbs, he's killing it, and then they just stop running him. Are they confused as to where we don't want Montgomery to get upset or something?
No, I do think that they try to figure out a way to get them both involved. And I do think they try to figure out, because, look, David's done some really good things for this team, and they're different types of backs, and I think they like the way that shows the defense different things. And I also don't think that they look at Jameer as a 20 to 25 touch a game guy. I don't think they want to put that on him. And I think they love the ability to split the backs and split the workload that they've had. And it has worked. I mean, you look at what they did, you know, in terms of numbers last year and the touchdowns those guys put up and the yardage they put up and the consistency they've had. But it's just right now it's kind of glaring because it's not working as well. And look, in that playoff game last year against Washington, they did kind of abandon the running game. And that was a big source of conversation here in Detroit, that they got away from what had made them successful. And believe me, that thing blew up into Ben Johnson was already out the door to Chicago and didn't care what he was calling, and none of which I believe. But it wasn't their best day for sure. They turned the ball over, and the defense was already on fumes at that point in the season. So, you know, it's a delicate balance, Brian, that they're trying to figure out right now, where it's been much more fluid in the past. It's just not quite there right now, and they're trying to find it.
So, Dan, you brought up last year, and I got to ask, like, how much will that be on these guys, on the Lions' mind this game, knowing that Washington knocked them out of the what a lot of people thought was going to be a Super Bowl run.
Yeah, I think it's there, but honestly, that game last week, guys, was jarring. It really was. It was one that I think hit this team hard, and I think that's much more on their mind than anything that happened last year. And they got to get right yeah. now and not worry about, you know, what happened last January. I mean, look, that was a blow. There's no doubt about it. And you know, we could do the reasons for that. And I think if you look back at last year, they were, as you guys can understand, decimated by injuries last year. Best two defensive yeah. linemen, you know, your best cornerback. You know, you're missing six or seven guys from your starting defense from the opening week. So, and if you look from the Buffalo game on, like the last six, seven games of last season, they were giving up over 30 points a game. I mean, that defense was just plugging guys in and just didn't have much left. And honestly, you saw that against Washington. They just could not stop Daniels and what they were doing. They just didn't have the bodies left to do it. So, you know, it's a long way of saying last year stung. But I don't think it's too hard to figure out what happened. Washington was playing their best football. Detroit wasn't. And Washington went and won that game, and Detroit couldn't match what they were doing. But right here, right now, I'll just tell you, JP, I think this team coming off last week's game understands they have to deal with what's going on right here and right now. And I can't stress enough, I think that game was shocking to the coaching staff, to the players, because it's a game they just haven't played in a while, and they need to be significantly better than that to have any chance to get back to those dreams that they had last year and making them happen this year.
They have some injuries on their O-line right now, I think, as well. What is it that, I mean, every year it seemed like a lot of injuries, but they still play well throughout. But when you lose your starters, it's hard to run the tables and beat teams that have a lot of starters.
Yeah, and Brian, that they won 15 games last year with the number of guys that they lost. I mean, there was a point, we were in the last quarter of the season, where there was not one guy left from the opening week too deep on their defensive line. They were all gone.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And they were trying to piece that thing together, and that they won 15 games. And you know, look, they had that Week 18 game against Minnesota. A lot of people look at that and say, man, they held Minnesota to 9 points. Defense was cooking. It was 31-9, and they did some good things. But that game was in equal parts Sam Darnold being terrible.
Yeah.
And if Darnold – I still think they win the game, but it looks a lot different if Darnold hits a couple open receivers that he just flat missed. But offensive line right now, look, first and foremost, you lost one of the best centers in the league when Frank Ragnow retired. He just had a bunch of injuries that caught up to him. And that's the guy that was in the middle, getting everybody in the right position. Relationship with Jared Goff. Jared trusted the protections. He knew the line calls to make. So you're dealing with that. And then you've got a rookie at one guard, and you got essentially a mahogany, a rookie at the other guard who didn't play much last year, started a couple games towards the end because of injuries. So you're working those guys in. Taylor Decker's been in and out of the lineup dealing with shoulder and knee injuries. Hasn't practiced a lot this year. And then Penei Sewell, you know, he's usually the rock. He got nicked up a little bit in this past game. I expect Sewell to play. I expect Decker to play. You will have Coyote Awosika in there at guard, we assume, for Christian Mahogany, who's down. So they should have the bodies on that offensive line. It is just finding the cohesion week to week that has been difficult for them to do this year.
Talking with Dan Miller, the voice of the Lions. Also, watch him in Detroit on Fox Sports 2. You can give him a follow at Dan Miller Fox 2. Dan, I'm curious. I don't know that I've ever interacted with Jared Goff. I don't believe I have. I'm trying to think about it. But, you know, I've watched him on the Netflix documentaries, and he does enough interviews and stuff. He seems like a super likable guy. What is Goff like? Because I think he's a damn good player.
Yeah, I mean,
awesome player.
You respect what he has been through, because when he got here, everybody thought he was done. Everybody thought he was a throw-in in the trade. Everybody thought he was a placeholder until the Lions drafted a quarterback. And basically the thinking was when they got the two number ones from LA, that the second one was just to take Goff's contract. But he had people in this organization that believed in him. And it was Brad Holmes, who was part of the Rams when they drafted him, but it was Ray Agnew, who was part of the Rams when they drafted him. And they believed that if they surrounded him with the right guys, that he could be the quarterback. And that's been the case here. And he's been outstanding. He's been one of the best quarterbacks in this league consistently for the last 3 years. And what you saw is exactly who he is, guys. He's not somebody that seeks the limelight. He's not one of those quarterbacks that's out there, you know, looking to get a bunch of publicity. He's a really smart guy, dry sense of humor, fun to talk to, and a guy that this team follows, rallies around, because they know he will just get blistered out there. Not the most mobile guy in the world. He's susceptible to quite a few hits. And he'll get up, dust himself off, and just keep going. So he has become very much a fan favorite here in Detroit. The players love him. And like you said, he's a good dude. And he's an easy guy to root for. And his story of, you know, coming back from what a lot of people thought was the end of his career when he got dumped by L.A. and rising to the levels that he is now has been a really cool thing to watch.
You know, they did him a favor because he's been balling since he's been there.
Yeah, and they've built this thing well around him. They've given him exactly what he needs to work with. And it is a trade that I think worked out. Obviously, L.A. went and won a Super Bowl with Stafford. I think it's a trade that has worked out for both sides because it was over with Stafford here. And that's not anything against Matthew, who gave this organization everything they had. And frankly, they did not build a team around Matthew Stafford anywhere to the level that they have built it around Jared Goff. And, you know, that's a different regime, multiple regimes that are now gone. But it was just time for Matthew to move on, and it was time for the franchise to move on. And it's really worked out well for both sides.
Dan, I'm curious, what for like Lions fans excited about this game, what is the level of
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't know. How much less excited are folks now that it won't be Jaden out there?
I don't think you can worry about it. But look, I can't stress enough how badly this team needs to win. They just played a quarterback in J.J. McCarthy who was starting his third game. And they made life way too easy on him. Gave him three possessions plus territory that resulted in 17 of their 27 points. Look, does it matter that it's not Jaden Daniels? Of course. He's one of the most electric players in the NFL. And we saw last year the way he can tear a team up. But you can't disrespect the guy that's stepping in there. I mean, look, Mariota has played a lot of snaps, started a lot of games, won playoff games. He knows what it is to be in this league. They understand the damage he can do with his legs. And they can't take anybody lightly right now. I mean, it just, they didn't come out ready to play last week, so you can't really care who's lined up across from you this week. You got to be ready to go and give it your effort. But, it changes the complexion of the game a little bit, but it's due because you need to go out and handle your business, regardless if it's Jaden or if it's Marcus or whoever it is out there, whether it's, you know, McLaurin or whoever it is. You got to be ready because they're coming at you. This is a desperate Washington team that's obviously in a miserable spot right now, and you're going to get the best they've got.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, they are certainly miserable. Dan, we're excited to see you on Sunday, and I just got a text from Malcolm Blacken, who you must know.
I do, yeah.
We love Malcolm. Malcolm must be listening because he just texted me. He said, man, tell Dan Miller what's up. That's a great dude.
I appreciate that. Malcolm and I used to do curls together. Maybe he would do them and I'd
watch. Was curling you.
Right, yeah. No, that's
Malcolm
obviously.
Malcolm does curls with Cadillacs.
Yeah, that's a big dude, man, and a really good dude. And we've had, you know, a lot of connections, obviously, and you got them now from guys that were in Detroit that are now from Lance and Brendan Sosna and guys that are in Washington that were in Detroit. So a lot of friends there and look forward to making the trip.
Yeah, man, we're looking forward to seeing you. How do you think this NFC North shakes out? I mean, you got Green Bay at 5-2-1, the Lions at 5-3, the Bears at 5-3. I mean, some good football being played up there.
I think there's going to be a lot of attrition the rest of the way. I think there's going to be a lot. Look, I think you could easily see somebody's going to lose 5-6 games and win this division. I mean, the Lions won 15 last year, and they could, you know, as Dan Campbell said today, be a better team at the end of the year this year and not have nearly that many wins. So, look, you need to get a win in Washington on Sunday, and then Minnesota's got the Ravens, which is going to be a tough game for them. Green Bay's got Monday night against Philadelphia. It's going to be a tough game for them. It's going to be a gauntlet the rest of the way.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I do know this. There's going to be some losses along the way for all these teams. But somebody's just going to find a way to get a little bit hot and get an edge towards the end of the year. But it's going to be really tight. It's a tough division right now.
Yep. We're looking forward to it. I don't know if you've seen this, Dan, but apparently President Trump will be at the game on Sunday. So give yourself extra time. That security's no joke.
I'm coming on the team bus.
You'll be good.
You'll get in.
We got a game plan.
You'll get in early.
I think you guys will be all right. Thank you for the time, Dan. We'll see you Sunday. Thanks, dude.
I appreciate it, guys. Always good. Thank you.
All right,
you.
Dan. Take care, brother.
All right.
You too.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions. You can give him a follow at Dan Miller Fox 2.
That's Doc's boy, man.
Really, really good dude.
See, they had Dan tell a Doc story. They traveled a lot together.
Oh boy.
Might be interesting, dogs.
Let's talk about what it's going to mean to have the president there. Not from a political standpoint, from a logistical standpoint. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.